هذه الدعاء وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن عدة الشهور عند الله اثنا عشر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله العظيم. في فرصتين our short proper for Juma today by way of introduction on Sunnah of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is to make salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Akshaw salam wa bainakum." Spread the salam amongst you. We should make salam very, very common. But we should also remember everything must be done in the correct way. Salam. So one aspect, there are many aspects, and we can't cover everything now, but one aspect is people who we meet all the time, daily, on a daily basis. Then there is only verbal salam. Like in the house, when we enter, we meet the wife every day. It's not even give hand and you make salam with everyone in the house. When you are leaving your name, you give your hand, you just say assalamu alaikum. And the reply, and better to say the whole salam. Masjid we come, people we meet every day, five times a day. It's not necessary every time you give your hand, you make salam. Some people go to such extremes in this. Somebody is walking, he's got parcels in his hand, and then now you will give your hand. Now the poor person is in difficulty. Islam did not come to make things difficult, came to make things easy and straightforward. So we should see the occasion. Who you meet after some time, reasonable time, then there you give your hands. And the giving of the hands is musafaha, which comes from safha, this palm of the hand. You put the two palms, one into the other, like this here. Like this. And two, like this. That is the correction method. And then the next, that is when we meet somebody after some time. Otherwise only verbal salam is sufficient. And then if you meet somebody after a very long time, or somebody on a special occasion, going for Hajj, he has come from Hajj, etc., then it's mu'anaka. And mu'anaka is from the word honor. Honor is the neck. The necks must meet. Not the stomachs must meet. Most of us, the way we make salam, the stomachs meet. That is mubatara, the stomachs meeting. Or musadara, the chest meeting, especially women. And they different, their anatomy is different. And the two women meeting, the neck must meet. That is what, and there is a vein that comes here, a nerve of love. By the next meeting, this love increases. So the body should be tried to be kept separate from one another. Don't let the stomach meet, don't let the breast meet, the chest, etc. Move little forward. So many jamaat, batan jamaats come. And see how they make their mu'anaka, they do it the correct way. They bend a little forward only so that the neck meets one another. And only one side, not three sides, we do. So Allah give us tawfiq to make salam, to learn. MashaAllah, you have so many ulama, good ulama. Learn from them, ask them the details, and practice upon being correctly, inshallah, where there is great, great benefit. The ayat of the Quran, Sharif, I've recited, relates to the present days that we are in. Today is the 29th of Zulhijjah, 1435. Most probably it looks like the last day of this year. Tomorrow may be the 30th, but it looks like tomorrow will be the first of Muharram, 1436. In other words, our whole year is coming to an end, a new year is going to start. But how many of us are conscious of it? How many of us, some of us know it, the new year, whole year is ending, new year is starting. But many of us don't know it also. Those who know it also, we just know it. We are not conscious of it. But whereas 31st December, then everyone knows now is end of the year. 1st January, New Year's Day. We had one student in the Darul many years ago, now mashallah is a very good alim and very pious, right? Yes. But that time, when we had no holidays in the Darul, 25th December, we don't know 25th December. We don't know 1st January. He said, you have to read Quran Sharif on 25 December. He said, you have to go for a picnic. There is a custom in the many families. 25 December picnic, 1st January picnic. All those things, going to see lights. As if you haven't got lights in the house, now you can go and see lights everywhere. And so, and everyone, Bichari Dadima, who has been way with the brother, she also knows it's 31st December, and tomorrow is 1st January. But end of Muharram, end of Zulhijjah, beginning of Muharram, very sadly, we don't know. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, and there is many lessons to learn, and we can never do justice in the small time, even in our whole life, to one ayat of the Quran Sharif also. So inshallah, try to come for the other programs which are nearby, Nigel tonight, Binoni tomorrow, and we try and cover more, go on the website, and there also these bayans are uploaded, follow them, and inshallah, we will get things of great benefit to learn from. So Allah says, Inna iddat al-shuhur, undoubtedly the number of months, 12 months that we have, Inna iddat al-shuhur inda Allah, which Allah has fixed, Ithna ashara shahra fi kitabillah, is 12 months in the book of Allah. In other words, the statutory book. With such a statutory book, nobody can change one full stop. Government statutory books, laws change also. And we had the old government, new government day, all that was something that has been. All that laws were finished. But the last book, nobody has seen ever. And when was this done so old? Yawma khalaq as-samawati wal-ard. When Allah created the heavens and the earth, at that time, Allah made the nizam and the system that there will be 12 months in every year. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةُ الْحُرُمِ for a sacred month of this 12 months. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمِ that is the solid system of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has made. If we have to think a little bit, today governments would like to have changed the number of months to 10, because decimal calculation is very easy. Like in South Africa first, we had sterling currency, 12 pence made a shilling, and 20 shillings made a pound to calculate was difficult. But then we had inches, 12 inches, and we had 3 feet that made 1 yard, etc. We had a gross 144 to calculate was very difficult. But even then, our old people were so sharp in their calculation, they just get the price and immediately they calculate per item it will be so much. Today's decimal system very easy to divide, but yet we are so weak, we are very weak. So anyway, governments and big organizations, international organizations, would very much have liked to make 10 months in the year to calculate. And 7 days in the week, we should like to have maybe 10 days in a week. But Allah's system, nobody can change that. 12 months in the year and 7 days in the week, 24 hours in the day, Allah made his system. So this and this year we should think Allah's great qudrat. Allah created one thing which we should think about is like time. Allah's other creations, many of us can still perceive and conceive them. Allah created the heavens, the earth, the mountains, the seas. We can see the creations of Allah Ta'ala. But time is a thing we can't see. We can't touch it, we can't feel it, we can't taste it, but Allah is the one who created time. And time is such a great creation of Allah that Allah takes qasam on time, wal asr. By time, Allah Ta'ala makes a great statement in Quran. Then again, not only time in general, all time, but specific times, Allah took qasam on that also, wal fajr. The time of fajr is a great time. وَاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ Allah took qasam of the day, Allah took qasam of the night. All this is happening. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ The changing of the day and night is a great phenomenon that takes place. When we come for Fajr, those of us who come by car, our lights are on. When we go after Fajr, lights are off. When we come for Maghrib, lights are off. After Maghrib when we go, lights are on. But we never think that who made this whole change. that I have to put lights on, I have to put lights off. What a great system. And if we have one wedding in the house, one occasion, our Jamaat goes to one house, they have to make arrangements, move the couches for feeding, etc. It's a big job. Allah, on a daily basis, the whole day system in the morning, it was dark, it was quiet, and it was cool during the night. Just by that time, every day, how many years have passed? The sun is going to rise now, the whole system changes. Fajr Azan takes place from a Muslim's perspective. Now the house starts, everyone is setting up. Toilets are being used now, wuzu is being made, people are going for Fajr. And now the whole system of the world, Allah has said. And the whole big day has been heralded in. And at night, when we leave, when night comes again, it was a bright day. People were busy working, talking, phones were ringing, cars were moving on the streets. But now when the sun sets, we see everything is going quiet again. Now it has become dark. It's a huge, huge phenomenon. But we don't take notice. If I'm 50 years old today, 50 times 365 days, every day I saw the sun rise and set. But we never notice. And Allah is complaining about us in the Quran Sharif, this that we don't notice. Allah says, وَكَأَيِّن مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many of my big, big signs I've put in the heavens and the earth, يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. Man passes by them. He sees them. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُقْرِضُونَ. And he's totally unmindful of it. He doesn't pay any attention at all. And this is a great weakness of our iman, our connection with Allah Ta'ala, and the inner core of our deen, the iman, is a very great weakness. Most of us, we think great in our deen is we are very powerful for namaz. We go for Hajj Umrah every year, we make lot of tilawah, zikr, etc. The real what Allah loves is to recognize Allah. In fact, Allah has declared the very purpose of the creation of mankind. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ. To recognize Allah. One namaz that is done with ma'rifat of Allah. Forget namaz is a very great thing. You're eating with Allah's ma'rifat and thinking that this food from where it has come, how it has been prepared for me. And this we can only get if we are in the company of those people who have got ma'rifat of Allah. We sit with them, we hear what they talk, we see their behavior, then this will come into us. That one eating, and then in fact a person make this niyat, Ya Allah, I'm sure all of us are going to be eating now after Jummah. If we make this niyat, oh Allah, not only that it's your command, kulu, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kulu min at-tayyibat, not only eating, but I'm going to eat to see your qudrah. I'm going to eat to enjoy your nimets. Hey, if a father buys a son a car or anything else, and when he appreciates it, he realizes, tells his father, Jazakallah, you gave me this nimet here, you got me married, you gave me my education, you gave me my business, and he appreciates it, how happy the father gets. So these nimets of Allah Ta'ala, to recognize them, and we don't regard it as part of deen also, and that is the core of deen, that is the essence of deen, to recognize Allah. So that eating that we do with on Allah's ma'rifat will take a person so far compared to a person who might be making tahajjud the whole night, but no connection with Allah Ta'ala. His mind is floating around in the whole world. Like that outwardly he's making lot of ibadah, whole night he's making tahajjud. But that person who is eating and recognizing the ni'mat of Allah, that person goes very far ahead. So this is an occasion that one year has come to an end. Another year is starting. It's a great phenomenon that is taking place. But very sadly, perhaps all of us, we don't even take notice of it. It doesn't mean anything to us. A businessman, at the end of his financial year, he takes stock. His accountant will draw up his balance sheets, etc., on his financials. And then what he will study those.
Though he might not know anything much about accounting, but he will study his financials also. And in today's financials, last year's figures are written, next week this year's figures are written. Last year, how much purchases we made? What were our sales? What was the turnover? This year, what is it? More important. And then, as far as educational institutes are concerned, schools, universities, Darul Ulooms, madrasas, we have a report. And in the report, first term marks, second term marks are written there. Third term marks are written there, and if they have been compared. Parents look at the report, they compare. And students look at it, they compare. So just like that, and much more important than that, we must have financials of our spiritual life. This is now we're going into 1436, 1435, and last year 1434. My five times namaz, how much was I making? Namaz. How much was I making with jamaat? How much was I making in with takbir ula, super ula? And this year, how much am I making? Last year, what was my tilawat record, recitation of Quran? How much of Quran Sharif was I reading? This year, how much am I reading? A person who will do this, and alhamdulillah, many of our friends who keep contact, they already sent their reports, their financials for this changing of this year. That in this year, and alhamdulillah, there are those friends who start off with the negative things. That last year my anger was like this. Now alhamdulillah, so much I got control of it, or it's gone worse. Or my eyes looking at haram, looking at other women, it was totally out of control, and I hardly knew it was a guna. I never even thought of it as a sin. Now I'm conscious of it. And I got 20% control. I got 40% control. My, all our other ibadah, my relationship with my wife, how's my family like? Am I just living like a stranger with her? Am I just living like a big boss over her? And I just command her to this? Or is it a married life? There are some people, one friend of ours, he's got a problem in his family life, Allah make it easy for all. But I know the family, I know his parents and all, and many other people also. This person has come out of the country. Their idea of getting a son married is not to get a wife, it's to get a worker in the house. They've got madrasas running, she must come and run the madrasas. And she must come and cook for the visitors. They want the name that we host so much people. And we are always in the forefront, so we need manpower. So their idea is not to get a wife. And our circles, many, that why you get a wife? It's not to get a wife, but it is to get a helper in the business. One more worker, we can open another shop again. She can help in the shop. She can do this work, she can do that work. So the idea is not a wife. That is, by the way, just a formality. So in Islam, nikah is an ibadah, mustaqil ibadah, by which half of your iman gets completed. So all these things, if a person will take stock of his life, and he'll compare to 2 years, compare with 10 years, with 10 years ago, and then a person will also know that I'm progressing spiritually. Otherwise, if you don't take stock in your business, you don't know whether you are going deeper in a hole or whether you are making profit with your financials. When you see and you check also purchases for so much, sales for so much, why isn't there, where's the cash gone? Turnover was so much, but why there isn't money in my hand? There's some robbery carrying on, theft carrying on in my business. Somebody is doing something, is doing me down, whether it's the accountant, whether it's the salesman, whether it's the storeman, somebody is doing me down. We check all this. So this also we must check, that whether shaitan is not stealing from us. That I'm doing tilawat, I'm making namaz. Namaz is supposed to tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That it stops you from lewd and wrong things. But am I stopping from haram? I am making five times namaz, but I'm not seeing the Prophet in my hand. That it's getting stolen somewhere. The business, the effort is being done, the purchases are done, and the namaz is being made, the sales are also there, but there's no money in my hand. Where is the money gone? Shaitan is stealing from us. And shaitan steals, for example, on special occasions, especially Ramadan Sharif. We make Tarawih everything 20 rakats extra. And remember, this is a great ni'mat of Allah that He gave us 20 rakats of Tarawih. That the closest a person is to Allah is when he's in session. Like the closest a person is with his wife, we know those occasions and how happy he gets with that. And so the closest a person is with Allah is sajda. And Allah wants to make so much more love with His bandas that He said, not only 2-4 sajdas are enough. For Ramzan, I want 40 sajdas. How much of love Allah wants to make? How much Allah wants to embrace us and bring us closer to Him? So Ramzan is the month where we cash out, where we earn great, great returns. But then Shaitan is waiting for us also. Or he's got his agents, he's stayed up, but he's left his agent. So when we, after Ramzan, when we go out of the masjid, and even generally, we join what is called the PPC, the Pavement Panchayat Club, where people make a little group, and then they start talking. Today the Tarawih was like this, this Hafiz operate like this, this one made so many mistakes, this was like that. And whatever we want to earn, Shaitan steals. Just like now, December time is coming, people are going to make more business, there's going to be more cash moving around to the banks, wherever. So the crooks are also alert now. And they also, you prepare your deposit and they collect it. You don't have to go to the bank to deposit. They just come and collect it from you. So this, in this way, we should be careful that what ibadat we are making, is it not getting stolen? And only we can find out if we draw up our financials. So this is one great ibadat at the end of the year. Check ourselves for the past year and then look at the new year. And then for du'as, have a share who has concerns. Like you have a doctor's concern of your health. One doctor I visited, after some time I went. So he asked me very cynically, what prompted your visit? Where were you? You're supposed to come every year for a checkup. Where were you on this time? So like that, the share who's concerned about your spiritual life, give your financials in your spiritual finance. Let him look, his du'as are also sufficient. And then his advises that this all you are doing is be careful, pride mustn't be evil. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. For the future, do this, do that. A person who does this, he will progress tremendously spiritually. So may Allah Ta'ala let us take this one great lesson of this changing of the year. Check our spiritual life of the past and make our resolutions for the future. A person make one resolution. I promise you, trusting on Allah Ta'ala, you just make one resolution to bring in your life and Allah will bring thousands of changes in you. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, man taqarraba ilayya shibran. A person who comes a hand span to me, I go to his arms. A person who comes in arm's length, I go 2 arms length. A person who comes walking, I go running to that person. Allah is not a human like us now, billah, that Allah has got hands and Allah walks and runs. No, it shows Allah's great mercy to that person who wants to go to Allah. So we just make one resolution. My 5 times namaz, I'm going to do it regularly. I am doing my 5 times namaz, but not with jamaat. I'm doing it with jamaat, but I'm not particular about first saf, takbir, I am doing that also, but my concentration is not there. Whatever, I'm not reading Quran Sharif. I'm teaching Quran in the madrasa, but myself, I'm not reading Quran Sharif. And many of us, we forget the very object of life also. Many want to make money, I must give my wife and children a nice, comfortable life. But we get so involved in making money that we got no time for the wife and children. We got no time for ourselves also. A wife, she does all the work in the house for the comfort of her husband and her children. But when she gets so involved in the house that when the husband asks her to do something, she says, do it yourself, I'm busy making roti. I'm busy doing this. Her object is the service of the husband and the children. But she forgets. So like this, many of us, we forget the actual object of life and purpose. Even ibadat, effort of deen is not for the sake of effort. Effort of deen is to bring deen, and then deen must come. فَإِذَا فَرَقْتَ فَرْصَمْ. When you have finished your effort, then now stand up in the ibadat of Allah. But we teach in Quran Sharif, we're not reading Quran ourselves.
one
very good Ali and a very good teacher also, experienced, very good teacher, and the degree was very good. 2-3 Ramzans, about 22nd Ramzan, asked him how many suparas he did. Only 2 suparas. He's a good teacher, he's teaching Quran, but it's only read 2 suparas. The object is to bring meaning to our lives. Also, lastly, I would make an appeal to everyone that the money also that we are making, don't just leave it in the banks, etc. Don't put it under the mattresses, don't hide it here and there, put it in the bank of Allah. We have our masjid here, we have our mattresses here, good deeni causes, spend in the path of Allah. And the best place to spend money is for the madaris, for our deeni institution. Those children who learn, one half is who becomes from there. We gave a 10 rand, 100 rand, 1000 rand. A boy became a Hafiz. And he made another 10, 20. From there, one made another 10, 20. From there, one made another. The number just grows all the time. And all that sawab will come into our accounts. So open your hearts and spend in the good causes. And many of us, we say, collectors who come from overseas, we don't know that where our money is going. Yet it's in front of our eyes. See where the money is going. It's going into our masjids, it's going into our makatib, into our madrasas, etc. So let us open our hearts. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when a person gives in the path of Allah, he hasn't given anything. All he has done is transferred his money from one account to his own other account. From the bank of dunya to the bank of akhirah is transferred. Your own account. And these people are doing you a favor, that they are helping you to transfer your money. And the returns you get here, you can't imagine. So let us learn to spend in the path of Allah. And there are great, great virtues for it. And it's important and necessary for our progeny that Islam stays alive. Madrasas can run properly. Masjids can run properly. This is the shi'ar, the signs of Islam in our town. May Allah accept us all for proper deen, for proper understanding, to make amal, and may Allah accept from Islam.